This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Yeah.
As I stand, giving honor and praise to God, who's the head of my life, my wife, our own Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark, Pastor Lenore Clark, all the hosts and prayer leads, all the saints of God that are on this line, this morning, we welcome you. Somebody need to mute their line. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. We welcome you, especially those that are joining us for the first time. Thank you for joining us this morning. I am Minister Andre Jeffries. I am ministering from Richmond Heights, Ohio. It's a little cold outside, got a little snow here, but we're going to press on in the name of Jesus. At this time, we're going to introduce our first prayer lead. That would be Sister Vicki. Sister Vicki, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead and let God use you.
Amen. Okay. Good frosty morning to everyone. This is Sister Vicki praying with you from Maple Heights, Ohio. And my prayer focus is on new mercies. My scripture is 1 Peter 1 and 3 through 7 NIV. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into the inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. And that was 1 Peter 1 and 3 through 7. Dear Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for this day, thanking you for another opportunity to enjoy your new mercies, another opportunity to get our lives lined up with your word, your will, and your way, Lord. We thank you, Father, for Jesus. We know that there are none like you, Jesus, in all the earth. We thank you, praise, and glorify your name, Lord. God, thank you for Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Because of him, we have salvation. We can thank you for an opportunity for repentance and for forgiveness through Jesus. Thank you for preparing a place in heaven for eternal life, which is where we trust and believe to go when we leave this place. Thank you, Lord, for the trials and the tests that you set before us, Lord. Though we may find the trials of this life difficult to navigate through at times, we still say thank you. As I read in the scripture before, these trials and tests have come so that the proven genuineness of our faith may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. The challenges of our lives are to draw us closer to you through praise and worship. Lord, we have developed a mindset thinking that once we become born again and commit to living a life that includes you, that we will have no trials or troubles to face. But your word then promises that, as I've heard say, that your word doesn't shy away from pain. In fact, Lord, your word teaches us that life is often hard for those who follow you and aim to live a life of holiness. To us, it appears to be easier for those who follow the world in its destruction. But your word says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and you, and only a few find it. We know that your love is greater for us than our suffering. But, Lord, when we are in the midst of our pain, it's hard to remember that you are with us. Father, we commit our lives into your hands. and follow you. We vow to trust you. In our doubt, help us remember what you told Joshua. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. May we stay steadfast, Father, and prove to be genuine in our faith and our belief of your Son and your Word. Thank you for the mercy and the living hope that is given to us as we face each day. Thank you for loving and being patient with us as you refine us like gold. Gold goes into the furnace. Its impurities are brought to the surface and removed. And what is left behind is purified. So, Father, may we be purified through reading the Word, through our prayers, through meditation, through repentance and trying to live a holy life. Lord, forgive us for the times that we come to you in prayer, forgetting the mercy you have already shown us. Forgive us for all the times we neglect to show compassion and show forgiveness to others. Father, fill us with strength when we are tired. Fill us with patience for our family, friends, and co-workers. We may not always get along with them or agree with them, but we are concerned for their salvation and well-being. Lord, teach us to love others as you have loved us. Remove any barriers of pride, offense, or bitterness that hinder us from being used by you or from being blessed by you. Lord, work on our hearts and give us the grace we need to see the people in our lives through your eyes. We give you our anxious thoughts. Take them, Lord. We accept your peace, love, and understanding. Through the Holy Spirit, help us turn to you and be still. Thank you for being the light in the darkness. Thank you that no matter how dark the night gets, you are with us. Help us to wait on you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the freedom we have in Christ. We are released from the bondage of sin. Lord, if there is anything or anyone that has us bound today, please call that thing or person to our memory and cause us to release it. Show us that you, your power is greater than anything that has us bound or tied to it. We need your help with this, Lord, because we aren't able to be all or do all that we are called to be or do if we allow someone or something to bind us up. To bind us up in our mind or our body or our spirit. We can't be good vessels that deliver your good news of salvation, hope, forgiveness, healing, joy, or peace unless we are open for you and the dwelling of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we know that the new mercies we receive each morning aren't just for our good, but it is for the good of the kingdom. As Bishop preached on Sunday, we are each called to proclaim the good news of Jesus, teaching of his goodness, healing, and freeing of those who are held captive in a relationship, whether it's emotional or physical, to be released of being captive in our thoughts of poverty, captive in our thoughts of helplessness or hopelessness, captive to thoughts of anxiety and depression, and so on. Lord, deliver those on this call today who are bound by fear, oppression, and impossible situations today that they see ahead of them in Jesus' name. No matter what we are going through presently, Lord, we can still be a witness, an encouragement to others, even if it's by just sharing how you continue to bring joy to us in the midst of our challenges. Father, we are reminded that the time is now to serve you with our actions, not just with our words. Bishop Clark has prepared us to be your mouthpiece, witnesses of your word that reach out to our families, friends, and anyone who crosses our path. You, Father, will draw them into your kingdom. Lord, many worry about when the world will end. When will the Antichrist emerge? But the reality is that each of our world ends when you decide to call us home. Since we don't know when that will be, we must be prepared. We must be doing what you called us to do. As Jesus told Peter, feed my sheep. We understand, Jesus. We understand that Jesus meant feed them with your word. So give us the mind to retain even the basic knowledge about the good news of Jesus and courage to speak your word. God, we continue to lift up every leader, political, civic, and spiritual, before your throne of grace. Grant them wisdom, discernment, and integrity. Surround them with godly counsel and guide their decisions so that peace and righteousness prevail in our land. Lord, we should be aware of what is going on civically in the world while continuing to lift up our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from you, Lord, who made heaven and earth. Holy Spirit, calm the minds and hearts of your people as we keep our eyes on God and trust in his word. May we each step out in some way today to feed your sheep, even in a small way, by giving someone a phone call, a text message, praying with them, or showing an act of kindness in the workplace. Thank you, Father, for your new mercies today. We will purpose to extend mercy to someone else today. Lord, we often think, how can we live a holy life, a life of holiness? But if we remember the two commandments that you gave Jesus, that Jesus gave us, to love God with all our heart, our mind, and our soul, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, that's a start. And then we must purpose to not sin, and then repent when we do. Lord, you said, think on those things that are pure and just and good, and we want to do that as well today, Lord. And Lord, we just say, prepare us to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, we'll be a living sacrifice for you. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done, what you're going to do, and we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And I'll turn it back over to the prayer lead. Have a great day.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister Vicki, thank you, Jesus, for your prayer on deliverance, new mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For those that are just joining us, that was our own sister Vicki starting us off on our prayer line. We are praying this morning. Yes, you can be delivered this morning. You can be set free in the name of Jesus. All you have to do is come to Jesus with your cares and your troubles and your needs. He has new mercy for you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. For those that are coming on, we're asking that if you can this morning, so an offering, if you have to leave, you can do that at our Cash App. That is $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also give a text to give. That's at 216-446-1209. You can also go to our ekcministry.org and give your prayer request. Let us know what's going on, who needs prayer. We are praying on this prayer line for those that are in need of prayer this morning. Thank you. You can also give your offering. And you can upload your one-minute GPS that is guiding people to salvation. Thank you, Lord. At this time, we're going to go right into our own Sister Mildred. Sister Mildred, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen, Sister. You go right ahead and let God use you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. My subject is Ruth chapter 3, verse 9. And he said, who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. Father, we thank you this morning, our perfect Redeemer. We thank you this morning for your word, Father. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your living word and your written word. Father, we thank you, Jesus, for being our kinsman Redeemer, our risen Savior. Father, we thank you this morning for knowing that you invite us to come rest in your presence. You allow us to enjoy spending time in your presence, especially during times of trial, trouble, and testing in our lives. Father, We thank you this morning, knowing that you are a perfect redeemer. We come before you this morning acknowledging you as our ultimate redeemer, asking you for your covering, your protection, and your provision in our lives. Father, guide us and direct us. Show us how to totally embrace in your security, your covering as you offer us, Father. Father, we see you as our redeemer, our provider, our praise, and our healer. We are your servant, Father. We are your people. We thank you for bringing us under your care. We thank you for paying the price. And we love you this morning. We thank you this morning for being our perfect redeemer, Father. Father, help us to listen more. Help us to be guided more. Help us to learn how to be directed by you, Father. Father, let us learn lessons that you teach us, Father, through your word. Let us grow more through your word and in your grace. Let us grow more in your word and in your grace as we read your word. Let it penetrate our heart, Father. Let it speak to our heart. Father, we thank you for providing for us and our family. We thank you for covering us and our family. Father, we thank you this morning for being our perfect redeemer, for dying on the cross for our sins. We thank you, Father, for your righteousness and your faithfulness, Father. We thank you for being our gracious redeemer, for paying the price for our redemption and our restoration, oh God. We love you and we praise you on this morning, for there is none like you. There is none like you, Father. Yes, you reach us to the highest mountain. You reach us where we are, and you can go to the lowest and reach us where we are. There is none like you, Father. You are our perfect redeemer, a redeemer that saves our souls, a redeemer that save us, oh God, a redeemer that speak to us, a redeemer that heals us. And we thank you on this morning, and we give you praise on this morning. A redeemer that brings deliverance to us, deliverance to our soul and to our spirit. The wages of sin is death, Father, but you are our perfect redeemer. Thy mercy is endured every morning, oh God. Thy mercy is endured every morning. Thy forgiveness is every morning. Thy strength is every morning, and thy praise is every morning. Thy speak to us every morning, and we love you, Father, and we thank you, Father, and we bless your holy name on this morning. Father, we have sinned. We have turned unto you, Father, for you are our redeemer, Father. For you are our redeemer, Father. Even when we rebel against you, Father, you are our perfect redeemer. Even when we turn our ways, oh, Father, you are our perfect redeemer. There is none like you, Father. There is none that can reach us like you, Father. Father, it is you that who has made us. It is you that speak to us. It is you that give us a new name and a new life, Father, in your time and in your glory. Our eyes are lifted up almost on you this morning, O God. Our soul is lifted up to you on this morning, O God. Our spirit is lifted up to you on this morning. Our hearts is lifted up to you on this morning. You are our Savior and our Redeemer, our bright morning star. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. And we love you this morning. We praise you this morning. We lift you up this morning, our perfect redeemer. We praise you for saving us, God. We praise you for saving our soul. We call on you this morning, Father. We call on you this morning. We are your sons and your daughters, and we thank you for being our redeemer. We thank you for redeeming our life and redeeming our souls and our spirit, bringing the restoration, renewing our minds, renewing our hearts. You are a faithful God. Father, we trust you in all things. There is none, no one beyond redemption, God. There is no one beyond redemption. And Father, those who have wandered astray, let them find hope in you. Let them find comfort in your loving arms and compassion in your loving presence, our Redeemer of our life. We love you, Jesus, on this morning, and we praise you and we bless you, our perfect Redeemer. Father, it is your love that bears all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things. Father, it is in your love that everything together is in perfect harmony, Father, and we love you for it. We love you for your love that covers our life. We love you for your love that covers the lives of our children and cover the lives of us, Father. Father, we love you this morning. It is your love that covers a multitude of sin. It is your love that we adore. It is your love that we lift up on this morning. We praise you this morning, and we lift you up, knowing that you are our Redeemer, Father. Whatever struggle is, whatever the trial is, let the power of peace bring calm to the storm. Father, we love you and we bless you this morning, for there is none like you, and you do all things in your perfect timing, and we honor you for that. We give you glory for that. We thank you for your grace and mercy that endureth every morning, God. We thank you for your grace and mercy that wakes us up every morning and send us on our way, God. There is none like you, and we adore you this morning. We magnify you this morning, and we lift you up, Father. We pray this morning that you continue to baptize our spirit, baptize our soul, oh God. Continue to speak to us your perfect will and your perfect way for our life, Father. Father, you are ruler over all things. Father, you are the ruler over all things and above all things. You are our perfect redeemer, oh God. Father, you are our shelter, and your name is a strong tower. We that are righteous is safe in you, Father. We that are righteous is faithful in you, Father. Father, we love you this morning. We adore you this morning. You are our strength, you are our rock, and you are our fortress. Father, help us to be established in consistency with you, Father. Help us to be established in your word, Father. Let your word continue to speak to us, Father. Let your word continue to guide us, Father. You are our perfect redeemer. You are our King of glory, and we exalt you on this morning. You are the everlasting Father, Father, and we thank you for your word that speak to us. We thank you for knowing that your word heal us and bring deliverance to us, God. Your word strengthen us, Father. Your word bring us back into your will, Father, and we thank you for allowing your word to lie upon our hearts, Father. Many are called, but few are chosen, Father, and we thank you for choosing us on this morning, God. Chosen us, lifting us up on this morning, God, giving us breath on this morning, giving us sight on this morning, God. We thank you for being our healer and our redeemer and our deliverer, God. Let your ways lie before us, God. Let your eye look before us, God, and let your shield defend us, oh God. Let your shield cover us, oh God, and protect us. Protect our family and our children, oh God, as we speak your word into their lives, God. As they come in the midst of confusion, oh God, let us begin to speak your word, God, to bring correction in their life. Let us speak your word, God, to bring guidance and deliverance in their life and healing in their life, oh God. Let them know that you are a perfect redeemer, God, and that you can reach them wherever they are, God. We love you for it, and we bless you, and we praise you, for there is none like you. You are our shield and our strength, God, and we love you on this morning. We love you for even right now, God, for giving us a word, oh God, to pray, oh God. We thank you for your guidance and your protection and your covering, God. We thank you for yielding our heart unto your will, Father. For there is none like you, and we lift you up on this morning. And our soul says yes this morning. Our spirit says yes this morning. Our mind says yes to you, oh God. And we thank you this morning for being there. We thank you for covering our children, God. We thank you, God, for covering our children and our loved ones, God. We thank you for love on this morning. We thank you for deliverance on this morning. We thank you for healing and peace. Father, come to our aid this morning. Come to our aid as we need you, Father. We need you in our lives. We need you continuously, God. We need you to continue to speak to us and continue to guide us. And we thank you this morning. We thank you for your presence and your peace and your calmness this morning. We know that you keep your covenant and you keep your word and you keep your promise, oh God. Help us, oh God, help our heart as we yield to you, Father, as we yield to you for directions and guidance, as we yield to you to continue to strengthen us, continue to strengthen our minds, continue to strengthen our hearts, continue to hold our hand, Father, as we walk uprightly before you, as we walk uprightly before your faithfulness, oh God, and your deliverance and your healing, oh God. Father, we pray this morning that you continue to keep us, continue to keep our minds, continue to keep our soul. Continue to speak to us, Father. We love you and we bless your holy name on this morning. For there is none like you, God. We commit our ways to you, Father. We pray this morning that you continue to guide us, Father. Father, let your spirit continue to speak to us, Father. Let your words continue to speak to us, God. And let us continue to yield to your word, Father. We bless you on this morning. Lord, we praise you and we lift you up on this morning. Our hearts are lifted up this morning. Our hands are lifted up this morning. Our spirit is lifted up to you on this morning. For there is none like you. You are Almighty God. You are Prince of Peace and you are our King of Glory. You are omnipotent and you are complete in power, Father. Father, you build a hedge of protection around us and our family. And we wait for you, O Lord. We wait for you even on this morning. You are our strength and our defense. And we thank you, Father, for being our great Redeemer. Father, you are our lifeline. It is you that restore our minds. It is you that restore our souls. It is you that restore our spirit. It is you that bring restoration to our life. It is your giving that keep on giving, and we thank you for it this morning, God. We thank you for being who you are in our life and the way you continue to keep us, the way you continue to strengthen us, the way you continue to cover us. We love you, Father. We love you this morning. We praise you this morning. We praise your power this morning. We praise who you are in our life and how you continue to shield us for your perfect will and your perfect glory, O God. And we trust you this morning. We trust your truth in our life. We love you. We trust you and we praise you. For there is none like you, O God. You are our everlasting King and our everlasting glory. And yes, you are our perfect Redeemer, our great Redeemer. And we thank you for continuing to redeem our soul. We thank you for continuing to just draw us into your will. We thank you for continuing to open our eyes, Father. We love you and we bless you on this morning. We praise you. And let your word come alive in our heart. Let your word live in our heart on this morning, O God, as you continue to guide us, as you continue to protect us, as you continue to show us provision, our perfect Redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray this morning. Amen. And now I'd like to turn it over to the host.
Amen, Sister Mildred. You prayed those seeds this morning. Thank you for sowing those prayer seeds this morning into our souls. Thank you, Jesus, for being on the line this morning, making that sacrifice, getting up and letting God use you, and you giving God the glory this morning. That was an awesome prayer that you prayed this morning. We thank you for it. For those that are just joining us, we had Sister Vicky praying this morning. Also, there was Sister Mildred that just finished praying. We're at the halfway mark of our prayer service this morning. We thank you for joining us this morning. And if you're interested in becoming a prayer lead or a host, all you have to do is call the church at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. Leave a message and Pastor Lord will get back with you or someone will contact you. We are looking for prayer leads and hosts. Come on, get on the team with us in the name of Jesus. We're at the halfway mark, and I'm going to read the Believer's Declaration. The Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve His purpose. Thank you, Lord. All right, at this time, we're going to turn it into the capable hands of our own Pastor T. Buckner. Are you there, sir?
Yes, yes. Grace and peace be unto you from God, Father, and Lord Jesus Christ. It's great to be with you this morning. Thanks, Sister Vicky, for her prayer, and Sister Mildred for her prayers this morning. We appreciate the people of God. You're all doing a great job. In Ephesians 4, it talks about the unity in the body of Christ is unity. And before I read that unity, we have a prayer list here, okay? It's always good to pray for one another, to lift up your brothers and sisters. Everyone who belongs to Christ is going through something, some type of storm, some type of adversity. But we know that God is good and God is faithful and God has always brought us through. Let us always draw strength from our past experiences. That God can and He will. He never will leave you, never will He forsake you. And we're praying right now. We know that God answers prayer. Sister Tracy Treadwell, we're praying for you and your family. Sister Denise Diamonds, her and her family. Mother Goodman, her and her family, the Hunt family, knowing that God has done these things before, he will do it again. He's not slack concerning his promises, okay? Sister Rachel and her family, Linda James and her family, Roberta and her family, that God's healing hand would be upon them in the name of Jesus. Mercedes, God be with you. God cover you. Monzella, God's going to cover you in your family. LaShonda, her and her family, God's going to be with you and strengthen you. LaToya, continued healing and restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. And we believe that. We believe, God. We believe that when we call those names out, but I believe when I call those names out, that God is going to do it for them. That's because we have the unity in the body of Christ. We always pray for our mothers, our senior, Mother Buchanan and Mother Burgess, that God is with you and God comforts you and God hears your prayers. God sees you in the midnight hour, Mother Burgess, Mother Clark, Mother Goodman. He sees you. He hears your prayers. He will answer while yet you are praying. Mother Sumlin, Hattie Wynn, Sister Shirley, Sister Peterson, and while you are yet praying, God has sent forth the answer, sent forth the deliverance, sent forth the healing. Sister Izzy, Marion Payne, Sister Williams, Denise, and Carol Carlson, while you are praying, God is sending the answer. While you are yet praying, because God knows what's on your heart before you pray. Amen. Brother, the checker had a heart attack, my brother, but he's doing better. We're praying for you, and Brother Brian, we're praying for you, and some others that gave me their name. I didn't put it on my list. We're just praying for you, Auntie Woa. We're just praying for you. I have several different lists. I have a list of the body. I have a list of the co-laborers. I have another list of family members. My family list is getting bigger, and I can't call their name out every day on the line, but I just lay my hands and just call them out in my own personal prayer time. So I just praying for all the people, all God's children, in the name of Jesus. Unity in the body of Christ. In Ephesians 4, Paul says, therefore, I'm a prisoner and serving the Lord. I beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other and making alliance for each other's fault because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourself unified in the Spirit, binding yourself together with peace. For there is one body, and one Spirit, just as you've been called to the glorious hope of the future. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father, over us all, in all, and loving through all. However, he has given each of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. Amen. We all have a special gift. We all have a special, unique challenge. And Christ is saying, just be unified. Love your brothers. Stay humble. Always forgiving one another. And keep on going and staying unified in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this time, this opportunity to come before you and just call on the true and living God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord. We thank you for this day that you have given us, another day to wake up and give you praise and honor and glory for all that you have done and all that you're going to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that the body would be unified together. We pray that they will be unified in love. We pray that the love will continue to flow out of our hearts to others. We pray that right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you give us the strength to bless others as you have blessed us in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all those that are on the prayer list, all those that need healing, that you're going to heal them and raise them up. We believe it. We believe it in the name of Jesus. We hold on to our faith. We pray for all the unsaved loved ones today. My God, in the name of Jesus, all across the land, we plant seeds of love and forgiveness to our brothers and our sisters, and pray that somehow that someone else would water the seed of potential that is in their life, and that God will give the increase in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for being able to get up in the morning and call on the name of the Lord. Call forth our brothers and our sisters in Christ Jesus, lifting them up, those who may be not as strong, those that may be timid, those that may have been a little weak in their spirit. We stand in the gap for them this morning. We draw all backsliders home in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask God that would direct their steps. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now because we know that God hears us when we pray. We pray that their baskets be full of love and full of joy and full of peace and full of unity in the body. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now. We pray for doors to be open for those who are looking for employment. We pray that doors will be open this day, that they will sow applications so they can reap interviews. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We bless your name. We thank you for the word that is being spoken over us on a daily basis. We thank you because the word increases our faith. It increases our faith. We ask that you continue to breathe on us. Holy Spirit, breathe on us, and we're always praying for a revival that will begin in the hearts of the believers in the mighty name of Jesus. All those loved ones out there, we're praying for you. All those who are out in the elements, out in this cold and frigid, my God, it's real cold, below zero weather, we pray that they will find shelter. Pray for all those who are in the rehab centers, in the rehabilitation centers, in the recovery centers. We pray for those who are in the treatment centers. Pray for those who are in the homeless shelter. We pray for they have adequate heat, blankets, clean, fresh water in the mighty name of Jesus. All those who are across the world, we're praying for them in the name of Jesus, praying that God would strengthen them and God would keep them covered. Hallelujah. And I believe that God can and will. Hallelujah. I pray for the unity across the land, the unity in this world. I pray right now for all our city officials, all our government officials, all those who are in the White House. We pray they strengthen the Lord. We pray that they would be led and guided by the Holy Spirit, that God would do the leading. God would speak through them, that they will humble themselves in the mighty hand of God. We pray for them this morning in Jesus' name. We even pray for our enemies. Hallelujah. Those who despitefully want to use us, those who want to come up against us for no apparent reason, we pray for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for all spiritual leaders across the land. We thank you for Bishop Blackwell and Bishop Jakes and Bishop Richardson and all the bishops, our own Bishop Clark and Pastor Lenore. Strengthen the leaders right now in the name of Jesus. Revival, even prophets need reviving. Even they need rest. Even they need encouragement. So we encourage them today to continue to do what they do. Hallelujah. And as they feed us, This good word. Man should not eat by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth, every word that continues to flow out of the mouth of God. That's why we come on a daily basis to receive the daily bread, the good nourishment, and the good word in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you right now for all those who may be a little weary, maybe a little low, maybe a little discouraged. We encourage them in the words of God. We encourage them in the things of God. We encourage them to keep on going, to keep on pressing, keep on believing, keep on standing, no matter what, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you, God. We thank you We thank you for your strength this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for your strength. We pray that Pastor Lenore is feeling better. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. All our saints, all our family members are feeling better this morning. We pray a special grace upon them this morning, special healing upon them this morning, a special anointing upon them this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. We thank you that it never fails. That we thank you that it's everlasting. We thank you that it continues to flow and flow and flow in the mighty name of Jesus. We say thank you. And Lord, we say thank you, Lord, for the way God has turned our life around. What God is doing in our own personal lives, how he raising us up, how he is raising us up. Hallelujah. We was once sitting and stuck in the miry clay, and he led our feet upon this rock to stay in the mighty day. That's a song, y'all. But I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I praise this Heavenly Father, the great creator, the good shepherd, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. By God, right now we pray and we say thank you. We say thank you for all your multiple blessings. Hallelujah. We thank you for your hand of grace that's upon us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we'll continue to pray. We're going to pray without ceasing. We're going to cast all our cares upon him. But we know that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous shall avail us much. In the name of Jesus, keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mighty name of Jesus. The reason you receive not is because you ask not. Keep asking the Father for what you desire, all your desires of your heart, you bring them to him. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. Thank you, people of God. Be encouraged. Keep on doing what you're doing. You're doing a good job. Everyone's doing a good job. Keep on blessing others and strengthening your brothers and your sisters and delivering the word and stay in the spirit of unity. Stay unified in Christ Jesus is my prayer. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Pastor Buckner, we thank you for your encouraging prayer, your encouraging words, your exhortation this morning. We are being strengthened on this prayer line. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're asking those that would like to share this prayer line with those that you come in contact with, give them the number. Tell them they can call and get on the prayer line with us, touching and agreeing. Unify the body of Christ. The strong bearing the infirmities of the weak. So invite someone on the prayer line. Ask them, you want to come on the prayer line with us? We're praying in the morning from 8 to 9. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to read the mission statement at this time. It says, we are a church in the city impacting the world. We are a construction site for the family. Yes, we are praying for all those families that Pastor Buckner mentioned this morning. We are lifting them up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Have your way in their lives, Lord. Keep your hand of protection on them, Jesus. A university for success and a people vowing to praise his name. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, another plane went down, I think, last night. But thank God they were all alive. No one. They got injured, but no one lost their life. The plane flipped upside down. And we just thank God for keeping his hand on those that were on that plane. And some of them are in the hospital. They're in, you know, serious condition, but they're all expected to live. So keep praying for those that were on that plane. Also, it was a lady that in the weather was really bad, and is going in our country, and a tree fell on her car. They say she was a Christian lady. So keep that family in your prayers as well. The Lord comfort them in their time of grief. I am Minister Andre Jeffries. I'm ministering from Richmond Heights, Ohio. We welcome those that are just joining us and those that have to leave. We're asking that if you can, you can sow a seed at this time at $ Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark, our Cash App. Text to give 216-446-1209. You can also go to ekcministry.org and you can give your offering there. You can put in your prayer request and you can upload your 1 minute GPS. I have the Christ of Calvary, a testimony. I want to read a few paragraphs before I pray. And it reads, I love the Christ of Calvary. His life for me he gave. He suffered bitter agony, my sinful soul to save. Although the sinless Son of God, he stooped to sin and woe. And on the cross, he shed his blood that washed me white as snow. I praise the Christ of Calvary. I praise him all day long. Since by faith to Christ I came, my heart's been filled with song. Once I was lost in sin and shame, no song had I to sing. But now my heart doeth praise the name of Christ, my Lord and my King. Thank you, Jesus. My scripture reading be coming from 1 John, the 4th chapter. It's only one verse. Whosoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, sanctifying the hearts and minds all those that believe. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, for getting us up this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your love, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have redeemed us, Lord. You brought us with the price. You paid the price for us, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. You purchased us back, Lord Jesus, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. When we were lost, no hope, nowhere, you came and purchased us back, Lord. You redeemed us, and we thank you for that. We thank you for your rich mercy this morning, Lord. You are rich in mercy, Lord, and we thank you for giving us new mercy this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you're doing. Even though the trials may be difficult, Lord, we can praise your name, Lord Jesus. We can lift you up, Lord Jesus, no matter what we're going through, Lord. You've given us the power to praise you, Lord Jesus. We know it's going to be all right, Lord Jesus, because you're going to give us some new mercy, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it. Well, Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you just continue, Lord, to help us to speak faith to our children, Lord. Help us to pass our faith on to the next generation, Lord. Help us to be the examples, Lord, to show them, Lord, how to serve you, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, to teach them your word, Lord Jesus. Unite us together, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we're one body, Lord, in you, Lord. That we've all been baptized under your wonderful name, Lord Jesus. You have made us new creatures in you, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus, for your changing on the inside of us, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us your Holy Spirit this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we're one body, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for making us your family, your sons and your daughters, Lord. Lord, we love you this morning, Lord, because you loved us first, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the love that you've given us that we can show it to the world, Lord. We thank you for your sacrifice, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your body that you give for us, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, to surrender our bodies, Lord, as living sacrifices, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for when we pray, Lord Jesus, we can get up, Lord Jesus, and then serve you and serve the people, Lord Jesus. Thank you for giving us action, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us feet on our faith, Lord Jesus, that we can go forth, Lord, and wherever we are, Lord Jesus, we can tell somebody about you, Lord. We can tell somebody that they can be free from their sins in your name, Jesus. That you have deliverance from them, Lord. They can be free from drugs and alcohol. Right is living, Lord Jesus. They don't have to lie no more. They don't have to steal no more, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your transformation that's taking place in our lives, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our bishop. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our spiritual leaders. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all those that are on this prayer line, all the hosts, all the prayer leads, Lord, this morning, that came forth in your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you're building us up, Lord, how you're bringing us closer to you, Lord, in these last and evil days, Lord Jesus. Help us to draw near to you, Lord Jesus. Help us to tell somebody. Help us to let them know the urgency of it, Lord. That you're coming back soon, Lord Jesus, for a church without spot or wrinkle, Lord Jesus. We want to be in that number, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've given us a mind to press towards the mark of the high calling in you, Lord Jesus. We fall down, but we can get back up today, Lord Jesus. We can stand on your rock, Lord Jesus. We can stand on your promises this morning, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your forgiveness, Lord. We repent, Lord Jesus, of anything that we've done, Lord Jesus, that has not pleased you this morning, Lord. We ask for your forgiveness, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your blood that's covering us, Lord, that's keeping us, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask that you have your way this morning in our lives. Let your will be done, Jesus. Lead and guide us into all truth, Lord Jesus. Every hindering spirit, Lord, we ask that you remove it right now. Every spirit that's trying to block us from doing your will, Jesus. We come against it in the name of Jesus right now, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord, for allowing us to grow in you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for delivering us from a carnal mind this morning, Lord. Let our minds be the minds of Christ this morning, Lord. Continue to renew our minds, Lord Jesus. Help us to cast out the things that's not like you, Lord Jesus. Take us up higher in you, Lord. Help us to walk in the Spirit this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise your name this morning, Jesus, for everything that you're doing for us, Lord. We know that you woke us up this morning, Lord. You gave us the grace that we need to go forth, Lord. And we thank you for that grace this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can crucify our flesh today, Lord. That we can deny ourselves today, Jesus. That we can pick up our crosses and follow you, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for leading and guiding us into all truth, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to heal the sick and afflicted, Lord Jesus. Those that are in nursing homes, Lord, in hospitals, Lord. Those that may be going through right now, Jesus, let them know that you can help them right now. All they have to do is turn to you, Lord.
cry out to you, Lord. Call on the name of Jesus, and you will be saved. Thank you, Jesus, that we can call on your mighty name this morning, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that you're there for us, Lord. You are very help in times of trouble, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We praise your name this morning, Lord. We lift you up, Jesus. Hallelujah. We magnify you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can someone help me praise him this morning? Well, he's worthy.
Praise his name.
He is worthy.
Praise his name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love you today, Lord. We love you this morning, Lord. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we ask that all these prayers be answered, Lord, in your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Well, we're at the end of our prayer service. I hope you got what you needed this morning. You was uplifted in the name of Jesus. And God's will be done in your lives. Bishop Clark will be coming on at 9 o'clock. That will be about 3 minutes. We ask you to switch over to YouTube, our YouTube channel, and Bishop will be coming on. Like I said, if anyone would like to become a prayer lead or a host, we're looking for prayer leads. We're looking for hosts. Also, we're looking for more people to come on the prayer line with us, share the prayer line. But you can call Pastor Lenore at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. We're looking for you. Step right on up. You're free to minister this morning in the name of Jesus. Go tell it on the mountain. Go tell it wherever you go that Jesus loves you and he will save you, deliver you from out of your sins in the name of Jesus. All right, I'm about to leave. I'm going to unmute the line so you can say goodbye. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you, Minister.
God bless you. Everybody.
All right, everyone. God bless y'all. Keep me in your prayers. Amen.
God bless you, Minister Andre. Love you guys.
God bless a great day. You too. Thank you, Jesus.
Safe traveling to everyone.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless everyone.